Therese Ann Fowler is a professional commercial novelist. Her first three novels are set in the contemporary South and are well worth a read. Fowler embarked on this novel, Z, with little previous knowledge or deep interest in Zelda, but there is a national craze for all things Scott, Zelda, Gatsby, etc. these days, and the fictionalization of Hadley Hemingway in The Paris Wife had been a marathon bestseller. Fowler's challenge here is first to tell a lively story, which she does. Fowler writes that this book, quote, is not a biography, but a novelist's attempt to imagine what it was like to be Zelda Sayre Fitzgerald, end quote. Zelda was an extraordinary young woman. Beautiful, athletic, daring, bright, curious. She and Scott met at the Montgomery Country Club, fell in love, married in New York City, and are America's golden couple for a number of years. Fowler successfully evokes these scenes. Zelda tells their story. Scott writing, heavy partying, villas on the Riviera, mansions in Paris and on Long Island. For a while, all is well, but over time, Zelda becomes increasingly determined to have her own artistic outlet, whether it be ballet, painting, or writing. As Zelda tells it, Scott suppresses her and insists she be more wifely and more of a mother to their daughter, Scotty. The dream, of course, falls apart as Scott becomes more alcoholic and Zelda succumbs to bouts of mental illness, then termed schizophrenia, now what would probably be diagnosed as bipolar disorder. But despite her problems and Scott's alcoholism, Fowler has Zelda say what, quote, is to blame for the disaster we've made of our lives, Ernest Hemingway is to blame, end quote. Zelda explains that Hemingway became infatuated with her, sexually accosted her outside the Dingo Bar in Paris, was furious when rebuffed, undermined her at every turn, and then began a homosexual affair with Scott. Needless to say, there is no record anywhere of any of this. When asked, the novelist Fowler answers that in fiction, the bar is set at plausible. It might have happened. Who can say it didn't? Sure enough, but short of time travel and levitation, etc., who can say for sure anything didn't happen? And more importantly, readers of this novel who don't know much about the Fitzgeralds will take it as biography, I am sure. Fowler writes in her author's note that she stepped into the war between the camp of Zelda and the camp of Scott, each accused of ruining the other. Partly true, there is such a squabble, and Hemingway did have the last word in A Movable Feast. Fowler bears down hard on Scott as bully, and it's true that Scott's influence even reached into the mental institutions where the chauvinist doctors tried to reprogram Zelda. Fowler, however, goes light on Zelda's irresponsibility and her family history of mental illness. Another choice she made diminishes the book's potential. We get no real attempt to tell Zelda's story during the many years she is a patient, away from Scott. Finally, Zelda tells us, as painful as it was, she never regretted marrying Scott. After all, if she had declined, quote, in that alternate world, there might be no This Side of Paradise, no Great Gatsby, none of the 100 or more published stories that readers so love. Ernest Hemingway might yet be poor and little known, end quote. Now there's a delusion.